greet you all this morning in Jesus' precious name. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we come before you this morning and we thank you, God, for your goodness and your mercy. Lord, we thank you for all that you do for us. We ask, Lord, that you'd fill us with your Spirit, and that you would give us wisdom, Father. Lord, again, we thank you for everything, Lord, that you do. Help us, Father, to trust you and be faithful. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, let's open our Bibles this morning to, I want to just begin in Proverbs, just to kind of go along with a little bit of what Arthur brought out. Just the rest, and then we'll move on a little bit from there. But I just wanted to thankful for those thoughts. Just the verse, "Be still and know that I am God," comes to my mind. You know, it's all our theology and everything that we think we have figured out, and those verses, just be still and know that I am God. Probably some of the hardest things, or the least frequent things that we actually see, you know, and yet how important it is. You know, it's easy for us to think we have God figured out, or to think we have faith or trust, but then when something goes wrong, that goes out the window, and our wisdom kicks in, but the heart of it is to be still and know that I am God. You know, Arthur talked about, you know, things happening all around us. Just we hear of stuff all the time, that doesn't even make sense at all. And, you know, when something comes upon us, you know, our first thought is, or our first reaction isn't always the best one, but our first thought should be to be still and know that I am God. What happens is our first thoughts come and our mind goes running wild, and all kinds of imaginations and thoughts and things come into our head, and we chase after them. We follow them. We listen to them. This is in Proverbs chapter 3. I want to read a few verses here, beginning in verse 5. It says, "Trust in God with all your heart, and do not exalt your own wisdom. Trust in God with all your heart and do not exalt your own wisdom. In all your ways, know wisdom, that she may cut a straight path for you." And I think what you're trying to say there is that, you know, our own wisdom, in King James it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, but acknowledge him in all thy ways and he will direct thy path. This says it just a little bit different. It says, trust in God with all your heart. That says it pretty clear. And do not exalt your own wisdom. But then the next verse it says, in all your ways know wisdom. You see, there's a difference between our own wisdom and God's wisdom. And we're to know God's wisdom. And God's wisdom always begins with, be still and know that I am God. See, that anxious, upset, got to fix something wisdom is our own wisdom. And that's how we can tell the difference a lot of times. Whenever we're all frazzled, we're all upset, we're all angry maybe, or scared, I think we see it today that fear, you know, probably the easiest way the world can control us is through fear. Governments can control us through fear. And that we see it in the world, you know, they tell about a disease and gets everybody scared to death. So everybody goes and grabs a mask and wants a shot. And they just line up. Say, do whatever you want to, just keep me safe. I'm afraid. There's no trust in God in that. There's no rest in that. There's no being still. We're anxious, we're scared, and we make a decision. That's our own wisdom. It sounds right, looks good, and feels right. But it's our own wisdom. Because it's about me being safe instead of trusting in God and being still. Knowing that He is God. And I, you know, for all right theology, and I'm all for it, but the heart of that, what Jesus taught when He was here, every time He talked to the disciples, and they came running up to Him scared to death, Lord, we're going to drown. They woke Him up while He was resting. And He said, oh, ye of little faith. You know, we think, well, the Bible says it, I'm going to do it. That's my faith. That takes faith to do that. But the first faith is to be still and know that I am God. You know, we get tested all the time, and you know, we fail sometimes because we follow our own wisdom. The wisdom that makes sense to us to get us out of the pickle we're in. Instead of, you know, just be still. And I think one of the things that I see lacking most in Christianity is that simple rest. You know, some of us can say the things, well, it's in God's hands, and then just be nervous as a cat in a room full of rocking chairs and not trust God. A long-tailed cat, maybe, in a room full of rocking tails. Maybe I make bring a little picture a little closer here. Scared that one of them things is going to get on his tail. But we can say the right things. We can say all the right things. Well, God will take care of it. And just be shaking in our boots, trying to figure out a way. But being still. You know, I don't know how many people, there's people that come to us and want help and want answers. And I usually don't have answers very quick when someone is in a rush and needing something fixed right now. I usually just have to say, well, I don't know. We'll just have to see what to do right now. And most people don't like that, and so they want to go do something on their own. Because they got to be doing something to fix a problem. Got to be moving. And one of the first things I tell them is just rest. Learn to rest. And that's one of the things that usually just goes right over people's head. Rest. Learn peace. How many times, like I said, we talk about the disciples, and how many times do we see Jesus rebuking the disciples and Him saying, O ye of little faith? And almost every time is because He wasn't moving fast enough for them to fix their problems. Oh, ye of little faith, He says. And what He was wanting them to do is trust in the Lord with all your heart. What he was wanting them to do was to be still and know that I am God. I think a lot of times the reason we don't see amazing things where God's hand moves on us or around us or in front of us is because we usually jump in with our wisdom and fix things before we learn to be still and know that he is God. And that's how, you know, if we be still, you know, we get in a pickle. We don't know what to do. And we get all anxious and just have to fix something right away. We usually can force it and maybe solve the problem. But we miss something. We miss the absolute blessing of being still. And then the amazing revelation of knowing that he is God. You know, the world around us is an immediate thing. Microwaves, messages around the world. In not even a second, I mean immediate time. And when things go wrong, people get all upset and it just got to fix it right now. And that's the way we live. And I think if there's anything in this world that this modern world has done to us is we miss the opportunity to be still and know that he is God. That's where real faith is. You know, and as we look around and we see the things that might come upon us, the things that we hear that are happening in other places that, you know, people aren't allowed to have any of their own freedoms. It's just being taken away from them right in front of their face. We're being forced on every hand to do things. And troubling times may be coming. We need to learn right now to wait on the Lord and be still. You know, I don't know how much the song says, how much peace we often forfeit, how much pain we often bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. The problem is we'll take it to him, we'll throw it at him, and then before it even can get to him, we'll reach up and grab it and say, I'll fix it. Oh, I got an idea. We don't give it to him. We just keep it on a little string and drag it right out of the prayer and then go fix it ourselves. Easy for us to do. It's kind of inconvenient to wait. It's not too patient to, or not too fun to wait. But neither do we see knowing that he is God. We jump in and fix it way before he gets a chance to. And that weakens us. That weakens us for the things to come. That weakens us. You know, we look out at those big things, well, I wouldn't do, you know, I'll be ready to stand then. And then he throws some little thing in our way and we just melt down. The only way we're going to handle the big things is when we've learned to handle the little things. And this is probably one of the hardest lessons for a human being to learn, is to be still and know that I am God. We all want to know He's God. We all look for those things, but we're not willing to be still. You know, there's been times in our lives that some of us have gone through some hard things, and there was nothing we could do but sit back. You know, I don't know how many times I've seen things coming in my life that I knew were going to happen. And the only thing I realized is, Lord, help me hang on. I know what I'm fixing to go through, and I don't like it, and I don't want it. All I have to do is go through it. We may not like situations. We may not like things that come upon us. We may not like all those things, but we better learn to be still and just go through it. And then we will see that even though it might have not turned out the way we thought, but we will know that He is God. And I think if there's nothing in this world, if there's anything in this world that this world needs, I mean, you see it all around us. Everywhere they've thrown God out, look what's replaced it. And I think the reason they've thrown it out is because it was a bunch of dead theology or a bunch of dead ritual, and people just, but very few people that are being still and knowing that He's God. May God help us. If there's not one thing we learn, but to learn how to be still, we've climbed a mountain by doing that. We'll probably have to go through some hard times. That's where you learn things. I think one of the things that we see in the modern generation is hardly any of us have gone through any hard times. You don't get stronger being pampered. In fact, I think one of the most corrupt things in this world is the generations that have been raised all around us in this country have had everything they've ever wanted. And it's turned into a bunch of spoiled brats, and they can't stand anything that doesn't go their way. And that's just a fruit. That's part of the cycle of complete bondage. And we're living in it. And we're going to have to be the ones that learn to be still when everything don't go our way. And that's what the world needs to see, a real God that's really in control of everything, and someone that believes it. Someone that believes it. And anyone in this building can be one that believes it. Or we can trust in our own wisdom. We can reason ourselves right into a frantic. We can reason ourselves into being afraid, or reason ourselves into jumping in and fixing things all by ourselves. Or we can be still. Now, I don't know. Why don't you do something? I don't know how many times I've heard that. You know, or at least that sentiment. You better do something. We got to act now. Instead of just, why don't we just be still a while? I don't know what to do. Looks like an impossible situation. I don't know what to do. Let's just be still and see that God is still on the throne. May the Lord add His blessings. You don't have anything you'd like to share? A few weeks ago, there was a young lady that was having problems with her parents and just having all kinds of problems, and reached out for a little advice, and I just told her, I said, well, just don't do nothing stupid. And, you know, I don't have a lot of answers, but when you don't know what to do, you better be off being still and not just doing something stupid. And I don't know, I didn't think of it much at the time, but then when I heard about it again, I just thought, you know, just don't do nothing stupid. And that's what usually follows. Our wisdom, not God's. Anyway. May the Lord add his blessings. Lord willing, we'll meet back at 6 o'clock this evening. God be with you until we meet again.